It was a good feeling, you know, especially going home, just embracing the Bahamian people, you know. For me, it was a special one because in Sydney 2000, I knew that I had cost the team a medal going after Michael Johnson in the 4x4, the finals. And that cost me and my teammates a very painful ride all the way from Australia back to the Bahamas. So to be able to come 12 years later and regain redemption and take a gold medal to the Bahamas was definitely for the Bahamian people and also my teammates that I ran with in Sydney.
After what you've achieved as a quartet, are you close, you four guys?
Yes, we are very close, basically like brothers, you know. We call one another and check on each one every so often, make sure everyone is feeling good, check on their families and find out if anybody needs help or anyone, you know. We just like a little family, so we're very tight and we intend to keep it that way.
What about talk of maybe a world record attempt here Saturday afternoon?
Well, you know, this is our first race for the season, and this is our first race coming back together for as a team from since London. Everyone is in shape. We just got to go out there and execute. You know, we of course we would love the world record, but we would like to go out there and just make it around the track, everyone healthy, and be able to establish our position and just execute to the best of our ability. And whatever happens, happens at the end. I told the guys, you know, make sure you focus on getting around the track and keeping your position.